Good morning, everyone. George Watkins here again on a good Tuesday morning, a Tuesday morning that is worthy of praise. Why? Well, because God created it for us to enjoy. Amen. We are on a journey. The journey is to know the Lord in a new and wonderful way every day. So, what are we going to learn today? What's our lesson in patience? Oh, don't you love that one? What's our lesson in love? And sometimes that's a challenge. What are we going to learn about the Father, about the Son, about the Holy Spirit, all those wonderful insight mysteries that we search out? And yet, life goes on, and we pay the bills and go to work, and mow the lawn sometimes when we have to. All those things are part of the journey, aren't they? And in the outproduct of that, the end result of that, is that we become more like Him. The character of our life changes as we mature and grow, and we learn the lessons of what we call the lessons of life. Really, they're the principles of God that are manifested in our life as we mature. Amen. So, glad to have you along today. If you are a regular visitor or a regular, journeyman with us, journeying, I should say, with us, subscribe and let us know you're here. It's a great blessing to know you're all along on the journey we're on. Hallelujah. Well, this has been a unusual couple of weeks for me, and got a couple of challenging weeks ahead, so we'll keep going forward. Did some traveling, went down and took care of some family business, and it's not quite over yet, so we're still involved in that. Appreciate your prayers. I've gotten some wonderful comments back concerning the death of my sister, and yet we rejoice in our eternal promises. I tell you that verse that says, if we are only in this life with hope, if in this life you have hope, you are of all men or persons and people most miserable. Isn't that the truth? So thank you, Jesus, for eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for the promise of our home in heaven, and for that life that we have now that certainly is eternal life, isn't it? Glory to God. Well, a thought dropped in my spirit today, and I had a flash. I know it sounds kind of carnal, but I had a flash of Costco warehouse. And when you go into Costco warehouse, you almost immediately begin to encounter those people with samples, little sampled carts. And when you walk by, they're giving their speech. This is the best peanut you'll ever eat. This popcorn will carry you into paradise. I'm sure I'm exaggerating, but the point is, they're telling you if a little bit is good, you ought to taste the whole package because it's going to be great. Well, begin to meditate upon that thought that God gave me today. If a little bit is good, more is better. Now, I'm convinced that salvation, as we know it, when we come into what we call the born again or salvation experience, I believe that's just the little bit of what we're going to experience as we begin to mature in the Lord, isn't it? What do they say about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's the earnest of the inheritance. Now, if I understand legal jargon a little bit, the earnest of the inheritance. It's like this is good faith money. What that means is I've given you $1,000, and that's good faith money that tells you that I'm going to come back with $10,000 to pay for the whole thing. If that's, you know, if that's what I'm buying, here's good faith money. Here's seed money, they call it. So the thing that has happened to us, this born again experience and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where we are experiencing glossolalia, other tongues, heavenly language, the gifts of the Spirit, that is the sample of what is to come as we mature into the Lord. Now, some of that expression happens as we live this life out. I don't want to go too far off the rail here, but there's a life after this life. You do know that. We don't just sit on the edge of a feathery cloud and plunk a ukulele and wait for the end of time. Or neither do we walk the golden streets of Jerusalem for eternity, wandering around, wondering, you know, just trying to find something to do. Come on. God put in us, He put in us gifts and talents and personality and purpose. All the things that He put in us, He built us for an eternal occupation. He didn't construct man when he said, let us make man and woman, man, you know, mankind in our image and let them have rule and dominion. He wasn't building them for destruction. He wasn't putting them together so that they would burn out in 100 years or even 1,000 years like Methuselah did. That wasn't the point. He didn't build them to sin. He didn't build them for hell, you know, the end of, you know, the burn forever. He built them for eternal functioning in the kingdom of God. Well, we talk about the kingdom of God as being on earth, but the kingdom of God is God's kingdom, wherever God is. And when Jesus, when the scripture says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. All right. The first phrase there, the first couple of words, for God so loved the cosmos, or all of His creation that He made. It expands our thinking, and it expands our imagination, and it really enlarges our understanding when we realize that the gospel is not just for our personal gratification, to where we're feeling better, we're not under the load of sin, we can sleep at night, we have no more nightmares, and even our body is healed, and I've got a good job. Okay, that is the byproduct of the gospel. I tell you that, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's a marvelous thing to come into freedom. But let's not stop there. If a little bit is good, more is better. A little bit, you say, preacher, a little bit. This is huge. I mean, I've been delivered from drugs and bondages and my past, and my mind is healed, and my marriage and my children love me. How could it get any better? Well, come on. I'm encouraging you and tantalizing you that what you got in your hand is a sample. It's good faith money. It's that little bit that is showing you what the big portion is all about. And that big portion is life forevermore. That big portion is eternal life. Same definition, just different phraseology, different words, meaning that there is an existence in God that He has made us to be, that we should live forever with Him in eternity. Now, if that becomes a reality to you, then this life is really a dressing room or a training room or a preparation place for us to step into our real destiny, which is life forevermore. And because Jesus made that possible, he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Now, when we consider that scripture just to be earthbound or time, you know, captured in this time, then that means that when I get saved, I'm going to have a great life. I'll have a lot of money, and I'll be healthy, and everybody will love me because I have Jesus. Okay. That's good. But sometimes there's persecution. Often there's trials. Often there's times of struggle. Sometimes there's setbacks. Sometimes you have the storm in the middle of the sea, like Jesus did in the disciples. Often you have rejections, like the disciples in the early church did. And we do today. So what do you do about that? You persevere, you push through, you say, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. That's an old song we used to sing. Heaven's made up for me to go there, but obviously I don't want to go there today because I have a job to do, don't we? We have a purpose to fulfill on this earth, and that is the gathering of people around the cross, the exhibiting of the Christian message and the Christian love. And we have our family to bring to that position and that place of loving Jesus. All those things are our life challenges, our lifetime mission. Amen. So, if you're single, you have no family, then you have a great opportunity like Paul did. He said, I would that all men, all people would be like me. Why? Because he gave himself to the gospel. He gave himself to the message of the cross. Well, not, that wasn't a prophecy for someone. You know, God's got a life for each of us that is detailed and full of purpose. Hallelujah. Well, if a little bit is good, more is better. This is if there's ever been a season, a time that the church needs to seek the Lord, it's now. The this last year showed us that there's powers around us that are anti-gospel, anti-church, anti-Christ, and those powers, they succeeded in shutting the church down for a year or for a season. A lot of my friends didn't stay down for a year. They opened back up. But we see the resistance. If there's ever been a time to seek and open our heart to the Lord, if there's ever been a time to pray, if there's ever been a time to call on the Lord, if there's ever been a time to get serious about taking that small part we know and asking God for the bigger part, the large part, asking him to expand our understanding. There's a repetitive thing I say often, Lord, teach me, show me, give me the insight, the understanding. Let the angel of instruction come. Bring the message that I need to understand why this took place so that I don't repeat it. I don't go over it again. Amen. So today, I just bless you as we enter into this new week. And we've had the 4th of July weekend, a lot of different things going on. And some of us have some moving around to do in this summertime. So I bless you in that. And I just encourage you to take some time to put your face in the face of the Father. And when I say that, I'm referring to prayer, meditation, Bible meditation, where you open the book and you ask the Lord to speak out of it. When you read and study, meditate, these are the days that the little bit is just our sample. Lord, I know you, I feel your love, I know your spirit, but I want more. I want the more of it. I want the big part of it. Amen. And I'll tell you, it's not, we don't have to go to heaven to get it. I heard Lance Wallnau say a couple of days ago that God's come down as far as he's going to. He's asked us to come up. And how do you do that? You step up into that level of faith. You step up into that realm of seeking. And it's a higher plane, in a sense, where we step into another place of seeking the Lord. We're not expecting him to come down and wake us up off the couch and rip the the TV remote out of our hand and blow the TV up so we don't watch it all the time so we can seek him. No, let's step into that place today. I encourage you, bless you, and thank God for you every day. Amen. Well, stay tuned to God's channel. There's some good programming coming, as they say. God's got some exciting days ahead. Until tomorrow, don't forget, subscribe if you haven't. Send us a comment. Let me know you're there and that God is doing good things in your life. Amen. Love you guys. And when you have a nudge from the Holy Spirit to send us a gift, you can do it through the PayPal right down there in the notes, and that will be a blessing to us. Gas in the tank so we can go down the road. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance shine on you, and may you enjoy the goodness of the Lord every day.